That's some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? I am back for another episode of Shooting the Lights Out, covering the World Cup for Team USA. Though you just saw me not too long ago, I was just on Snowman in the morning, filling in for Snowman. Yeah, take care of some business. Had a good time on there. But I am here to deliver on the World Cup coverage, and that's what I'm going to do. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Thank you for listening. If you're watching us on Twitter or X, if they want to call it. Thank you for watching us if you're on Facebook. And if you're watching us on YouTube, follow our YouTube channel as we got more coverage of the FIFA World Cup coming. We'll have some getting you ready for college football season week one. It is this week. I'll be previewing that on Wednesday. Also, I'll be finishing off my season preview with the Los Angeles Rams. So all that, you can find all our videos on YouTube. So subscribe to our YouTube channel. Now, let's get to a FIFA World Cup. Team USA played their second game earlier this morning at 8:40 on ESPN2. Their second group matchup was against Greece. Wanted to see how they ever felt because Greece was 1-0 going into this game, as well as the United States going into this game. And I must say, a much better performance in today's game than Saturday. The first unit came out, they played a whole lot better. They played mostly the entire first quarter. As you see, they gave USA a 4-point lead after one. The second unit comes in the second quarter, they blow it open. They blow it open to where the United States walk into halftime with a 13-point lead, and they didn't look back. Greece didn't have an opportunity to get back in the game. That second unit missed with the first unit, just blew the game open, and it was lights out for Greece. By the end of the third quarter, you knew the United States was going 2-0 in group play, setting themselves up for the knockout stage. And whatnot. Now, let's give you some numbers here. Team USA, it was the free throw line that did it for them. They was the more aggressive team. They attacked the basket every chance they got. They forced turnovers. They got fouled a lot. As you can see, if you see here on the box score, USA, they shot a lot of free throws compared to Greece. You're talking 30 from 34 to Greece's 8 for 16. And the United States shot a whole lot better from the free throw line than they did in their first game on Saturday against Jordan. So it's a very good, not Jordan, but New Zealand. Okay, so it was a very good way to show they was getting better. And they out-rebounded Greece by 16, 41 to 25. So they was getting it done on the defensive side. They was attacking the glass. They was attacking the paint. They was getting to the free throw line. Because the shooting-wise, I mean, it's fairly close, okay? United States made 35 shots. Greece made 33. United States made 9 three-pointers. Greece made 7. It's the free throw and the rebounding that was the difference in this game. They did not give up a lot of second-chance points to Greece. Jaren Jackson Jr., Pablo Banchero, Josh Hart was in there rebounding, battling against Greece's size. And it's something that we love to see with this team. So, yes, it was an aggressive team, and they showed it, and you tell. Look at it. We're talking 18 more free throw attempts than Greece. 18 more free throw attempts. And they only missed 4. So it was very impressed to see the United States do what they did. Now, let's get to the team statistics here. As you had 4 players in double figures, Jalen Brunson, Anthony Harris, both having 13 points each. You have Bobby Portis came off the bench, gave you 10. You had Austin Reeves, 15. And you can see here, 26 assists on 35 made field goals. 26 assists on 35 made field goals. Sharing the ball, ball movement, whatnot. Anthony Edwards still having some struggles. Brandon Ingram still having some struggles. But we have a team like this that get after it defensively. The offensive struggles are not really worrying about. Okay, your highest score is Austin Reeves with 15, and the United States scored 109 points. Everybody who touched the floor today for the United States scored at least twice. Even Walker Kessler got you 4 points. So whatever you say about this team, and I said this ever since they made this team, this is a well put together team. Okay, this team is well put together. You have point guard, you have scorers, you have shooters, you have defenders, you have rim protectors. You have it all. You just don't have the bright names on it, which we don't need the bright names in this tournament. Okay, when your leading scorer can score 15 points and you can put up 109, that says a lot about what kind of team you have. You dropped over 100 points and your leading scorer only gave you 15. And he came off the bench to do it. He also gave you 5 rebounds and 6 assists in Austin Reeves. You got 11 rebounds from Josh Hart with 5 assists. Okay? You have guards rebounding. That's what you want to see. Not just your big man rebounding. You want your guards to get in there and stick their nose in there too. Josh Hart was relentless on the boards. I mean, he was simply relentless. Offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, it didn't matter. Josh Hart showed you why the Knicks love him. And he's doing what he's doing for the Team USA. You got to love it because I surely love it, okay? Bobby Poole is getting playing time, dropping 10 points in limited minutes. Walker Kessler getting, you know, 2 quick baskets when his limited time playing. Steve Kerr put this team together so well that the first unit, your starters that you see at the top, Jalen Brunson, Jaren Jackson Jr. in the middle, Anthony Edwards, Brandon Ingram, Mikal Bridges, they can get off to a slow start, but you know you won't be in too much of a bit of a hole. Because when they play New Zealand on Saturday, they was down 14-10. I mean, they was down 14-4. They was down 10 points in 5 minutes, just like that. When you bring in that second unit, Austin Reeves, Tyus Haliburton, Josh Hart, Cam Johnson, Pablo Banchero. That second unit has been blowing teams out when they're on the court. Just dominating teams. That 10-point deficit on Saturday was right away quickly with that second unit. Today, United States had a 4-point lead after one because the starting unit played most of the quarter. Second unit came out, that second unit blew the game open. And Greece had no answer. They could not stop that second unit, led by Austin Reed, Tyus Haliburton, Pablo Banchero. They couldn't stop that second unit. That second unit, as through 2 games right now, that second unit has been deadly for the United States. Because they can switch everything on defense. 1 through 5, they can switch everything. Okay? You have defenders in Austin Reed. Pablo Banchero has about 6 to 8 blocks in 2 games already. And guess what? Paul Baker ain't even the big man for the Orlando Magic. But he's the backup big man after Jaren Jackson Jr. for Team USA. And this man is blocking shots at the rim. You got to love what Team USA is about right now. And I love what I'm seeing. Nobody's looking to be the guy of the team. Play the game, play it together, and we can win. So a dominant performance today from Team USA. Love it. They are 2-0 in group play. They get 4 points. You get so every win is 2 points. A loss is a point. That's why you see the points right there. USA is 2-0. That means they get 4 points. Greece is 1-1. They get 3 points along with New Zealand. And Jordan 0-2. They get 2 points. Top two teams in lead play move on to the next round. So basically, it's like the United States pretty much probably solidified they spot in the knockout stage by being 2-0 with 1 game left in group play. With Greece and New Zealand, one of them teams going to get the other slot. Jordan's done. Jordan's going home. They lost both games, so they're done. And speaking of which, that's who Team United States has next is, you know, Jordan. That game is at, I believe that game is Wednesday. I don't remember what day. I mean, I don't remember what time. I think it's early in the morning Wednesday. Let me check my number. Let me check my stuff here. Yeah, 4:40 a.m. Wednesday. United States and Jordan. That is a real early game right there. So that's their final game for group stage, and they would be getting ready for the knockout stage. And in the knockout stage right now, Canada looks good. I'm just going to be honest with you. Canada looks good. Not only Canada looks good, Serbia looks good because Luka Doncic is dropping points. Luka is going in. This man is averaging about 35 points a game right now. That's how lethal Luka is being in FIBA World Cup right now. Group A, Dominican Republic is 2-0, so they look like they'll be going to the knockout stage, and we'll see between Angoria and Italy from Group A who were joining them. Serbia is 2-0, so they solidified their spot in the group stage. It'll be between South Sudan and Puerto Rico to get that other slot. We just talked about our group, Group C, United States, and we'll see if it's either Greece or New Zealand in that one. Lithuania and Monticello, they look like they both going in because they both are 2-0. And that means Egypt and Mexico are out in Group D. Group E, Germany's 2-0, led by Dennis Schroeder from the Los Angeles Lakers. He's playing some really good ball. Take this off real quick. He's playing some really good ball, Dennis Schroeder. He just had 30 points in the last game for them. We're looking at Australia or Japan to come out of that group with Germany in Group E. Group F, Slovenia with Luka Doncic, who's dropping like 35 points again, as I said earlier. They're in the knockout stage. We'll see. It'll be Georgia or Cape Verdean with Group F to join Slovenia in Group F. Group G, Spain is up. Can't in Spain. Like, whatever group Spain in, you know they're going to be one of the two teams in there because it's Spain. Now, who's going to join Spain from Group F? Ivory Coast or Brazil? I like Brazil's chances at that. Group H, Canada and Lithuania, who, matter of fact, Lithuania, who just knocked out France over the weekend when they shot them and shot everybody in World Cup. Like, them and Canada. Shea Gillis-Alexander, RJ Barrett, that Team Canada look like a World War machine right now. Good luck, whoever gets Team Canada first in the knockout stage, because that's going to be something to behold right now. So that's where we at. Let's see, when does the knockout stage start? Because I don't know what I'm talking about my head before I get out of here. I want y'all to know so y'all can keep up with it. That's what it is. I am keeping up with it. Because we know, I know the championship game is September 10th. So by knowing that, I want to know when does the knockout stage happen. Let's see if I can find it real quick before we let you go for the day. Because there's a lot going on today. And it is the official week of football. Especially for college, because college is in the building week one. So the knockout stages will begin at the end of the month. So Wednesday is the last day for group stage play, and then going into September, Thursday, August 31st, and into the beginning part of September is the knockout stage. And then we go on from there till we get to September 10th and we get to the final game, the gold medal game. So that's all I got for you today. United States 2-0, dominating Greece, cruising to 2-0. And we'll see. We'll come back Wednesday. We'll see how the United States do against Jordan. Shouldn't be too hard. Maybe they can blow them out, get a 3-0, get ready for the knockout stage. But we shall see because it is a game and you have to play the game. So with that being said, that's it. I will catch y'all Wednesday for day three of the United States when they play Jordan. Deuces.
Good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door. Better kick it again.
thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out. Masterpiece.